Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Hey, hey now.
Yeah.
Hey, I know the song.
Hey, Randy, what's the song?
Tim, you know, I was looking up on our Gina Grad's past.
Randy.
Did you know when Gina was 18, she recorded a pop song? She was a pop star?
No.
Randy.
Under the name Gina G.
Oh, my God. How did you find that
out?
You promised me you would never
And she recorded this song. It was a big hit in the 90s called Ooh Ah Just a Little
Well,
Bit.
Let's hear it.
I'm so embarrassed.
Not bad for this little Kansas girl.
Wow.
Wait, the chorus is coming.
I wrote it. I wrote it.
Do it with.
Okay. Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit. Ooh.
I wrote that part. Gina G, I wasn't very creative in high school.
I guess not.
For Gina Grad.
But now you guys are really creative. All right.
You're so rude.
I know. That's why people tune in. All right, folks. It is 9 o'clock. That must be news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Tuesday.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Is Newsday.
Boy. All right, Gina, what's going on in that news?
There's so much going on, Tim.
I bet.
Well, first and foremost, Hulk Hogan aired his dirty laundry out on Bubba the Love Sponge radio show on satellite radio this afternoon, talking about a motion his soon-to-be ex-wife Linda filed today in Pinellas County, Florida, claiming she's in constant fear of her life because of him.
What?
Yeah. The motion claims Hulk is stalking her, sitting outside their property, and that he relentlessly and methodically follows her. And we have some audio of this conversation on Bubba today.
All right. Here's the crazy family, the crazy Florida family at it again, the Hogans.
And basically, it's a motion that, you know, says I've got this history of violence and that she's, you know, fearful for her life. And, you know, she's afraid that, you know, that I'm going to injure her. I'm harassing her. I'm following her. And it's just,
oh, boy.
He's a gentle giant.
What?
A gentle giant.
Yeah.
Who would think that he would be all violent?
I love how he, like, Bible thumps everybody, and then he has the most effed up family in America. All right. It makes perfect sense to me. All right. What else is happening in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid proclaims that the hidden cost of coal and oil is that they make us sick.
What?
Yes. Senator Reid appeared on Fox News recently to break down what is wrong with the environment today and what, if we allow it to continue, will happen to the human race. We have some audio of this.
All right. Here's Senator Reid, right?
Yep.
From Nevada?
Senate Majority Leader.
Wow. Talking about how coal makes us sick. All right. Here we go.
We talk about cost competitiveness, but the one thing
where is the spot? Where is the audio for that?
I heard it.
That's not him.
That's it.
Nah, that's Senator Reid's mom. Where's Senator Reid?
Oh, damn.
Isn't that his mom?
That is him.
Cost competitiveness. But the one thing we...
That's not him. Get out of here. That's not a guy's voice, is it?
That's him.
Harry Reid.
Get out of here. Randy, is that the real recording?
That's the real audio.
All right.
We talk about cost competitiveness, but the one thing we fail to talk about is those costs that you don't see on the bottom line. That is, coal makes us sick. Oil makes us sick. It's global warming. It's ruining our country. It's ruining our world. Mm. We've got to stop using fossil fuel. We have, for generations, taken it out of the earth, carbon out of the earth, and put it in the atmosphere, and it's making us all sick.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree, too. But where do you think he went after that interview? You think he got on his bike and went home?
He got into his car with his gas. Probably a Hummer.
One of those diesel doohickeys with the vegetable oil.
Get out
of
here.
A hybrid.
Don't you think he used his car to get home from that interview?
No, he probably walked.
Get out of here. These guys don't walk anywhere. I love when they tell us all what to do. Here, you can't do this, you can't do that.
But solar heating is a much better option.
Then let's start getting it going. You know, let's not stop talking about making us feel guilty about using oil.
Well, it makes you sick.
I know, but we got to use it. How else am I going to get to work? I got to use oil.
That's
I got to use gasoline.
Yeah. And remember what George Carlin said. The planet's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We've
billions.
Only been on it for a little while. We can't do that kind of damage in that short amount of time.
Yeah, the Earth has been around for 4 billion years. We've only been around for, what, a couple hundred thousand, maybe?
Yeah.
And, the planet is fine. I love when he said, ask the people who are buried under 3 miles of ash at Pompeii if they feel like they're a threat to the planet today.
All good right. point. Good point.
I know. Yeah, listen, I'd rather not use oil, too, but what are you going to do? Everyone's going to move to across the street from where they work?
But can't we find oil here? Why do we have to import the oil?
Well,
we can, but they don't want us to drill that either.
Sammy, wouldn't you approve of drilling for oil in the United States? We have to buy it from foreign companies?
Yeah, why aren't we doing
countries?
That?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
So, Sammy's a Republican.
Sammy, I don't really think...
No, I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't really think that Sam is all for... killing little baby seals and moving them and displacing them to get the oil under Alaska.
Gosh, no.
Sammy's in
oil.
A pickle now.
Yeah. I'll take the seals
Sammy's
over the oil.
In a mental pickle.
What do I do about those seals?
All right, but let's say they put these oil rigs 50 miles off the coast of California where no seals will be injured and no seals will die. And you can't even see them from California. You'd be into that, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
But
yeah.
Sammy, what if we did put the oil rigs there and there was an oil spill and it ruined the coast from, you know, San Francisco to Mexico?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
No.
But
no
since
oil.
That hasn't happened since 1969, the technology's improved, I guess, right?
Okay, oil.
Yeah.
But we're not perfect. You have to calculate in human error.
Oh, no oil.
All right. So you end up no oil?
No oil.
Okay, no oil.
Final answer.
All right. There you go.
I'm sticking to
She wants to phone a friend.
All right. No oil.
Thank you.
Everybody. And I guess you drive a Hummer.
Hey, it gets 17, 19.
17 what?
17 miles in the city, 19 in the freeways.
It does?
It does.
I don't
More than a
that.
Toyota Sequoia.
No.
I test drove. Yes, I did.
Is that
yes.
right?
And if you have your tires pressured in the right, pressurized at the right whatever size, you get 4 extra miles per gallon. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you learn something new every day.
And also,
I've never heard somebody brag in 2008, yeah, I'm getting 17 miles in a gallon. You're not going
to
believe
it. Hey, the Sequoia gets 13, 16.
I get 17 miles, young man, to every gallon. I can go from here to Malibu on just 2.
Right. And I've ridden in Sammy's car, and I got to say, it's kind of hot.
It is kind of hot.
I felt like it's hot.
But doesn't it feel like you work out when you drive to Vegas?
It's awful. It's like this battling the road for 5 hours and the winds.
Like Mad Max.
It was rolling. It was batting me around like a roller skate on that freeway. I thought I was going to tip and tumble.
Did you buy it or did you lease it?
I bought it.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Go for it. The resale value is going through the roof.
5 years of no interest payments.
It's probably doubled.
Great.
Probably doubled.
You know,
all
maybe.
Right. All right. That was a good move. That's so typical of me, too. I would have done the same thing.
Listen, I had a
right
huge...
before they raised the price, I'd buy a huge car.
Listen, I had a huge fight with my ex-boyfriend over buying a car. He said I should have leased it. Why lease it? No, I'm a private individual. I should just buy.
All right. Well, there you go.
That's what I did.
It'll be yours forever.
Yes, I love it.
All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, yes. As most Californians know, the hands-free cell phone law went into effect today. This law states that people cannot talk on a cell phone while driving unless they have a hands-free device.
Hmm.
The law is even stricter for those under 18 years old, as they aren't allowed to talk on the phone and drive in any capacity.
Oh, boy.
And we have some audio of cell phone law advocate and current governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, giving his daughters an ultimatum about disobeying this new law.
Oh, wow.
All right. Arnold talking to his daughters.
I told my daughters, I get to the car, I get to the cell phone, but if I see you one time using both at the same time, both of them are gone.
Wow. Arnold Schwarzenegger, if the kids use the cell phone while they're in the car, both are gone.
Now, I wish I had a dad like that.
Are both the daughters gone?
I don't know.
No, are gone.
No, I think the cell phone and the car is gone, because I give you the car, I give you the cell phone.
And they're both gone.
They're
but
both
isn't that
gone.
The guy that got in the accident on the way up to Bel Air, like his son was traveling in a sidecar of a motorcycle, and they hit a car?
Oh, I don't remember that story. That's good for you. You never know stories like that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Put a vote of confidence. Thank you. That's good for
but you never know the gossip, really.
That's true. I don't know a lot of gossip, but it was on the front page of the LA Times. That's where
where you get all your good gossip.
I picked up the Inquirer and that LA Times. Now, if you, I asked a detective friend of mine with LAPD, if you duct tape a phone to your head, like you put the phone up your head and you duct tape it or the electrical tape, you're cool. He said they can't give you a ticket for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So as long as it's attached.
You look like a complete a-hole But you can skate through L.A. just driving around.
Well, it's hands-free.
Okay, yeah. This is what I don't get. Okay, kids. So this thing goes in your ear because I have one of these earpieces. But, okay, so that means I don't hold a phone when I'm speaking, but when I dial, don't I hold a phone and look down and press buttons?
I guess you can't do that.
You can, though.
Yes, you can.
You can.
Dial?
You can dial.
Yes. I don't think you can.
Yes, you can.
You can.
You can't. You cannot be
I'll look that up.
Walking, riding, and talking at the same time with the by your ear.
But let's say somebody, the passenger in your car, dials the phone for you and then puts it on your ear and holds it on your head. Is that cool?
Huh.
I think so. That goes along your hands-free philosophy as long as you're not holding it.
There's one loophole, though. You can call 911 in a case of emergency and put it up to your head. So, and whenever you get pulled over, you're like, oh, thank God you guys showed up.
Yeah, but you have to show a record that you called 911.
In record time you guys showed up. That's awesome. You're not going to believe what happened.
The minute that you see the sirens, just dial 911 and be like,
that's terrible.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, and then they're like, well, what are you reporting? You're like, I don't know. And you're like, all right, now you're going to prison. For making a false police report.
Yeah, that's bad.
And also, I feel like there's been a lot of news stories lately about multiple armed children. So, say there's a three-armed dude with, right. I mean, technically it's not hands-free, but he still has two hands-free.
Right. Well, maybe I think he has to, like these octopuses have to have like all four hands on the wheel.
What? Yeah. Octopuses
so
drive?
As many arms as you got should be on the wheel.
That octopus that was born in India. Well, the chick with four legs and four arms.
You're calling a chick an octopus?
Well, she had eight.
Appendages.
She had four arms, four legs. You been to the aquarium? I mean,
not lately, but I get a visual. It looks like an octopus.
Yeah, but how about you imagine how sharp the turn would be with driving with that chick?
Rack and pinion.
All four, wham! All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Yes, well, I thought I'd share a couple of stats with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Did you know that only 7% of communication is verbal communication?
Is that right?
I swear to God.
What's the other?
Well, the largest 93%? Chunk, the largest chunk of communication is body language.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And people that don't understand it?
Yeah.
What?
What? What's the percent of people that don't understand
Anywho,
it?
Anywho.
In this room? A lot.
Really? Yeah. I understand body language.
No, like, you don't, Sammy.
Yeah, wait. I'll give you an example.
Sammy,
let me give you an example.
You are body language deaf.
No, I go to give you love when I see you. I go to hug you and kiss you, and you give me the top of your head, and that means you don't want me near you.
Yeah, but then you
I get it.
But then you always do the exact same thing. The
I
next
kiss
day.
Your head. I kiss your head. I'm like, that's what he offers me. I'll kiss that.
I'm glad you brought this up, and you brought it up so I don't have to be the a-hole that brings it up.
What? Now you're going to jump on me for kissing your head?
No, but when you go to kiss people, you kiss them on the lips.
Sometimes.
Almost exclusively.
Not everyone.
Almost
but
everybody.
A lot of people.
I'd say about 95% of the people you kiss on their lips.
Yeah, but I don't have herpes.
I know, but you know what? I don't know if the four or five guys that you kissed in the last hour do, you know?
I have a steel mouth. For some reason, I've never caught anything from kissing everyone, and I kissed thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. I know. I don't want to I don't want to see your medical records. I just believe you, but I don't want to take the chance. I reserve that for my daughter and my wife.
How about the cheek?
Just a big hug. Hey, what's wrong with that? Why do we always have to, be making out every time we see each
other? I'm not saying I want to make out with you, but like a kiss is, that's a sign of genuine love and sincerity. And to
not
me,
when you give it to everybody.
Well, yeah, gosh, that's a very good point. Yeah. But I do not kiss everybody, not everybody. People with gross lips I don't kiss.
Mm. Oh.
But you know what the ultimate sign for Tim, the ultimate love and affection that he could possibly show you? Knuckle bumps.
Well,
so I think maybe just
that is so impersonal. That means
just,
like he's keeping you at arm's length,
trying
dude.
To help him.
Come on,
dude. I know, please. All right, Sammy. Enough with the lips.
I would rather get a knuckle bump than the top of the head. The top of the head is just like.
All right.
That's what I get when I go near you. I get.
I know, but then you keep not coming near me. That's why I don't think you understand body language.
That's because I'm trying to
force. Now you'd have done it once. You go, oh, that guy's an a-hole.
No, but I'm trying to impose my will on you.
I want you to love me back. You don't understand body language.
I do understand. I'm ignoring it.
Well, I see. Okay, so you understand it.
Oh, I certainly understand it.
You are just
I'm bypassing
fighting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, yeah. I thought I'd give you a couple signals so you know in the future when a man or a woman is flirting with you.
Excellent.
And here they are. Well, a man likes to either put his hands on his belt or his belt buckle. And I think that might be just to draw your attention to sort of that area.
Unleash the snake.
Exactly. Also,
not so subtle.
Yeah. A man also
pulling
likes
out his wiener. Wow.
A man also likes to stretch. stretch really big because it makes him appear bigger. Actions that make him appear bigger apparently are.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's comforting. Like that to me, that means that you're safe, that you can
take care of business.
Protect me.
Mm. Now for women, on the other hand, women like to appear smaller. They do that little body twist and they kind of like go in on themselves.
The coquettish thing?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That little, exactly. Mm-hmm. They play with their hair. They expose their neck and their inner wrists.
The neck and their inner wrists.
Yes.
What about the nipple?
It's not on here.
Oh. What happens when she exposes a nipple? What is she saying?
The inner wrist. I mean,
she's ready to nurse.
They're pointing their wrists at you? They're like
a
Spider-Man?
Little, yeah, I don't.
That guy's into everybody. Yeah. No, but yeah. You turn the wrists up like this?
Yeah, and I don't know why that is, but
submission.
I know that.
Submission. I'm submitting.
Maybe that's it.
I'm submitting.
You know, you're supposed to put
cologne
and perfume on your wrists and on your neck, and maybe that has something to do with it. Now, a genderless unisex move is a lot of eye contact, mirroring the other person's body language, and quote-unquote accidental touching.
Yeah, but don't they say that you should always have eye contact with somebody, that if it's rude not to look them in the eye?
Yeah, I think it just depends. You know how you get that kind of googly eye when you're kind of into somebody? You don't know, do you?
Oh, that thing you're giving me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gina Grad, for coming in.
Yeah,
all
look right. Look who picks up on the body language,
all right, get
Conway.
All right. Anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right. Thank you, baby.
The news with Gina Grad.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us, and we're talking about body language because we have a body language expert with us, and he's going to tell you exactly what to do, what not to do, and what body language means. And he's also a world-renowned child and family psychiatrist. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him on CNN recently talking about Obama and Hillary Clinton. Also, a lot of Good Morning to America, the Today Show. He's guys all over the place. Dr. Sofer, everybody.
Hey.
Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Dr. Sofer. Always easy to remember the name because it's my daughter's name.
That's right.
Dr. Sofer.
There she is.
Real quickly, before you have to take a break, when you were on CNN, you were breaking down the body language last week between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Correct.
Did you think that they have a decent relationship, or is that all BS?
Is it symbiotic? Are they together?
They're not together yet.
No.
They're not. Are they getting there?
Yeah, they got to work themselves back together.
Right. And what are some signs that they're not into each other?
He looks a little disinterested at times. He was sitting when she was talking.
Right.
He's not really where he should be with his kind of behavior. I mean, his body language is a little distracted.
Did he pass out up there? Did he fall asleep?
No, he didn't fall asleep, okay. But he had his arms crossed. And, you know,
the arms crossed. Yeah. Very closed off.
So she was giving him more than he was giving her.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because she was giving it necessarily. I think it's because she's used to doing this for so many years.
Oh,
she knows her place. She knows her practice. She knows how to stand there, you know, in her beautiful dress and her arms crossed and all that.
So,
but they're
so,
getting there. They're
so
getting there.
Body language isn't always natural. You can manipulate it.
Totally.
And you can use that to your advantage or your disadvantage in case of Barack Obama.
Absolutely.
But so she's more schooled in the art of body language.
Right. Right.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, I think so. And I think she knows her place, and they're trying to redefine their relationship. And people are trying to, you know, give them some space.
All right.
You know, they'll unite. That's why it's called the unity speech.
Is it true about the guys, what they do when they touch their belt and they stretch?
Of course. They want to draw your attention. They want to show they're big.
Is that right?
Nice. Yeah, so when a girl stretches,
just looks
you
like
should
they're
run.
Tired.
Run if a girl does it.
Right.
Yeah, she's going to beat your ass.
All right, if you have a question for Dr. Sofer when it comes to body language, and according to Gina Grad in the news, only 7% of how we communicate is verbal and 93% is body language. Yes. It is a big topic. I see it a lot on Fox News. I see it on CNN. A lot of these major news corporations are hiring people who are body language experts like Dr. Sofer here. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. Dr. Sofer joins us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
What a compliment.
All right, welcome
is that?
Back. Please, Sammy, please, we only have an hour and a half. Please don't irritate me.
What?
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Irritating him.
Don't forget, you can email us if you'd like to do that. Randy Wang reads every email. He spends all night reading those emails. And it's conwayshow@gmail.com. Conwayshow@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, The world's greatest psychiatrist is with us, Dr. Sophie. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you.
I didn't realize your office is in Beverly Hills.
It is.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That fancy real estate there.
Right.
And he is a child psychiatrist, a family psychiatrist, plus an expert in body language.
Woo.
And I saw you on CNN. I'm sure they'll have you back because you were terrific on that show.
Thank you very much.
And made sense of what these guys were doing up on stage. Now, you also talk about it isn't just body language, but it's the hair and the clothes. The shoes, it's what you wear as well?
Yeah, it's all that. It all sends a message. Depends on the message you want to send.
And what is a hair message?
Depends. It could be seductive.
Hair down.
What is Sam's hair message?
Yes, I was
going to
say, what is my message? What am I giving you, Doc?
Her hair is straight down.
You're telling me you're kind of feeling comfortable with me. You're in general feeling safe with yourself. It's down. It's down. It's flowing. It's not tied up. So you're feeling pretty okay. You might even want to date somebody soon.
Do I look easy?
A little bit.
Yeah, I am. See?
She
that's
is.
Good.
Yeah.
That's look fantastic.
Look, look.
How many guys, just ballpark this for us. And
try this.
Sam's not going to.
Can we give him a prize if he gets it right?
He's not going to get close.
Yeah, watch.
Within 150 guys, how many guys has she slept with?
In the last, what, month?
In her.
Doc, look
What's
at you. You're funny.
Time limit?
In my lifetime, buddy.
In her lifetime.
I'd say about 85.
What?
Close. You missed. 500.
I was going to say that's low.
500.
85 my first year out. Maybe.
500 different penises.
Can man. I take your blood?
Sure.
And she wonders why I don't like the kiss on the lips, man.
Of course.
Dude,
kissing
I thought
500
I,
guys.
Dude, I'm not saying I want to kiss you on the lips. Sometimes I just go to kiss you on the cheek and you give me the top of your head.
He's
I'm
afraid.
Just saying.
I don't want those lips anywhere
he's
near
afraid.
Me.
He doesn't
Sam,
like me.
Sam,
I think
I
he doesn't like
you.
Me.
No, it's not about
no.
you.
I do like you.
It's about the germs.
Yeah. I don't want to, listen, I think you're a clean chick. You tell me you slept with 500 guys.
What if I put a sanitizer wipe on my lips first?
How about just like everybody else
shake
here at the station?
Hand.
Do you want me to shake your hand?
Yes.
No, that's so informal.
How about a hug without any lip contact?
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you just give me the head. Like I go to hug you, you just.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
See, I know what that means.
I don't know.
That means get the F away from me.
I don't know what to do with you. All right, let's talk to Richard on the 10 Freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right, what up?
Hey, Richard.
I had a question. There's this girl at work. She's a cute girl, and I'm kind of interested in. And every time I look at her, she grabs her crotch and squeezes her boobs. So I'm just wondering, does that mean I should hit on her?
Well, are you married?
Of course I'm married.
Oh, Richard!
Is she a third base coach for the Dodgers?
I wish she was.
I'm sure you do.
Maybe she's just giving you a sign.
No, but I do that, Dr. Sophie. What does that mean when I grab? But I don't do it to guys. I just do it in general.
Well, maybe you have bugs.
No.
Maybe they're leaking.
Hey, you guys. Right. Jeez, when does it gang up on Sam time?
So what do you think? This chick is grabbing her crotch and grabbing her boobs.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's teasing me. I'm not even sure, to be honest. If it's a sign, I should move on. Or, you know, I've been married for a long time.
It doesn't say move on to me. It says move in.
Move in, exactly.
Move in quickly.
To her apartment.
Move in quickly.
Do you think she's doing that just because he's married?
She might be. She may want
like
to tease
him.
You and see what she can get from you and then...
Get
you
know, a rise out of
exactly,
him.
Exactly, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somebody you're interested in, Richard?
Sure.
And
Richard.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Then you got a certificate to get out there.
Well, she's definitely sending you a message.
Yeah,
you
okay.
got kids?
No kids.
Oh, then you should drive to her house tonight.
What?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yes. No
Dude,
kids.
Imagine.
As a matter of fact, you should invite her over to the house and have your wife catch you.
Really?
Yeah, because That's you're going to divide it up in court anyway. No matter what the judge thinks of you, you might as well.
Yeah, it's a no-fault state. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you cheated on her.
A friend of mine said he was going to do. He's going to hire a $1,000 hooker and have sex with her in their bed.
Wow.
And when she catches them... He'll be like, oh, yeah, you're right. Judge, why don't you just start dividing this crap up anyway?
Wow.
Wow.
A man with a heart.
Right.
Jeez.
It's going to go 50-50 anyway, so it doesn't matter what he does.
Hey, you enjoy know? Yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Go out with a bang.
All right. What kind of advice do you give this guy, Richard?
Think before you act.
Good advice.
Think before you act.
Richard. Yeah, Richard, because you're married, buddy.
Yeah, there's a price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I want her, so I'm thinking and I'm going to act now.
Good for you.
Oh, God.
All right, buddy. Call us back and tell us how that went.
All right, thanks.
All right, there he goes, man.
Birth control.
10 years.
I birth control.
I don't understand being married without kids. I never got that.
why would you be married?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Well, maybe they tried and, you know, maybe it didn't work.
But I have a couple of friends who are married, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and I said, well, are we going to have kids now? Like, why are you guys together?
You think that's the only reason to get married is to have children? How about
maybe
you want to
like
spend your lives
you
together?
Yeah, but if they like each other, why can't they just live with each other? Why do they have to get married?
Because their parents told them they probably have to get married.
Well, because the insurance and there's stuff that
affords.
Yeah,
get married because your insurance goes down.
Oh. Well, look at all the
benefits.
Now the same sex marriages that are going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's benefits to being married.
What are they?
Yeah, I know. But you want to draw the other list up?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Spoken from a woman who's never been married once, right?
I was about to object, and I swallowed my own saliva. I've been married once. I have been married once. You're trying to, yeah. I've
All
been married
right,
once.
Let's talk to Josh in Redondo Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. Great show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. I have a question for the doctor. My job requires me to sit through a lot of meetings, and I was wondering if there's any kind of nonverbal signs I can give to who's ever talking to let them know that I'm bored out of my mind and whatever they're saying isn't interesting.
Oh, that's a great question.
I usually do the head bob, you know, like acting like I'm going to fall asleep, but that's kind of obvious, and you can only get away with that for so long.
Pick up your BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'll send them a real clear message.
Look at your watch.
Yeah. You could, you know.
Flip them off.
Pass
walk
gas.
Out of the room.
Pass gas.
Tap on the watch.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You can, you know, just disengage somehow. Show them by your body language that you're not into it.
Yeah. Josh, I'm the king of that, so I can come by and show you that.
All right, good times. I'd love
give
that.
Give him the top of your head, right. Dude.
Yeah,
hey,
give him that.
Now, Dr. Sophie is with us, and if you'd like to ask him a question about body language, or he's also a family and child psychiatrist, if your kids are complete a-holes, call us here, 520-9710, if you want a quick answer to a problem you have with a child or two of yours. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, when you go on a date with a girl,
yes,
what are some things or some signs that she gives you physically that she's into you?
She smiles.
All right.
Makes a lot of eye contact. Kind of does that coy little body thing where...
Raising the shoulders kind of thing?
Yeah, that thing, and she'll touch her neck. And
she touches her neck?
Yeah. She'll stick her hand out. She'll shake your hand. She'll giggle. You'll get the feeling.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll know.
I think I could have scored in the past with some chicks.
And didn't know it.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
It went right by.
I always thought they were not interested.
Maybe that's what Sammy's doing with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm married. Okay. What do some signals guys demonstrate to women that they're interested?
Crotch grabbing,
stretching, nervous. They're anxious.
Right.
They're trying to please. They're, you know, holding your chair. They're ordering for you. They're asking you what you would like. They're treating you really great, but they're nervous because they don't want to look inadequate, even though they do feel inadequate.
So if you're with if a guy is with a chick and the chick sees him nervous, that's a plus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. He's anxious for some reason.
Well, if that's the case, Randy, you're going to get playmates, man.
Woo. That means I'm in demand.
Yeah, you are, baby.
Most nervous man around sitting in there.
I can treat that.
Can you?
Of course.
I don't know. I think he's untreatable. All right. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, Dr. Sophie is a world-renowned psychiatrist and deals with family issues. So if you got a problem with a kid, a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, I'll put you on with Dr. Sophie. He's a very expensive doctor, but he's here for free tonight, so take advantage of that. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us.
Hey,
Dr. Sophie's sitting here. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Hey.
Dr. Sophie's with us.
Hey.
drsophy.com.
Thank you.
And get out there and see this man. His office is in Beverly Hills. He could save your family from destruction.
Do you have a website, Dr. Sophie?
drsophy.com.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Maybe we should give that out. Yeah. DRSOPHY.com.
Nice.
All right, let's talk to David in Hawaiian Gardens. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
I just wanted to ask him, see if he could tell me why my daughter just turned 3 not that long ago, and I'm having trouble potty training her, but it seems like she's afraid, or is there like a technique that could help me out to get her to go in the restroom now?
All right, good question. What do you think, Doc?
Was she ever potty trained?
Well, I've tried.
And how'd she do?
Well, like I said, she hasn't gone to the toilet yet, you know.
Okay, is somebody working with her during the day, or is it just you at night?
Well, that's a good question, because my girl says that it's probably confusing her, because me and her are trying to teach her one way, and I think she's right.
Yeah, but, right.
Yeah, I think you got to be consistent and give her time. And if you feel her being afraid, that means that she's feeling pressure from you guys. So let her the space. She'll do it by 4. Just let her be.
Have you thought about adoption?
Adoption what?
Putting her up for adoption?
I would never do that. I
didn't know what your relationship was like with her.
Yeah, give her some space to breathe and then be consistent.
Yeah, I think I probably interrupted her.
Yeah.
And her mom, you know.
And you know what? As long as she's a great daughter, it doesn't matter how long it is, right? I mean, she can be 12, 13 years old and still be in diapers.
That might be a problem.
What about bedwetting? Like when somebody's kind of like a little bit older. Like,
yeah, that's usually a sign, if it's not something medical, that there's some psychological issues going on and it's a lot of
abuse,
anxiety.
Right?
Sometimes it could be abuse.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. All right.
And don't forget to reward her, David.
Reward her for
good
hitting
behavior,
that toilet?
Hitting that toilet, not going in her pants, telling you when she's got to go.
What reward, type of reward, though?
Let her pick it.
Oh.
That's how she'll get control over the whole situation.
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right, and what is the latest? What is, like, the ceiling for potty training?
You've got to go before you go to college. You've got to go to diapers.
Have you seen 6?
Four is, you know, most schools won't take your child if they're not potty trained.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Look at that, man.
Definitely by kindergarten.
How about that conversation with the school? Yeah, daughter's beautiful. We'd love to take her. You guys are really great in the community, but she's S-ing herself.
Right.
Oh, come on.
That's the cutest kid ever. Can you imagine?
Sandra in West L.A., you're on with Dr. Sophie.
Hi, Sandra.
How's it going there,
Good.
Doctor?
Good.
How are you?
Good. First of all, I have a question. Are you board certified?
I am in family practice, adult and child and adolescent psychiatry. That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
That's wonderful to know. Okay, well, my question is this. I have a medical marijuana, and I smoke pot constantly.
How old are you?
24.
So you have a recommendation?
Right. I have a license.
For what? Right. For what? What is your ailment?
I have chronic back pain.
Oh,
all
right.
Mm-hmm.
How can Dr. Sophie help you with that?
Well, my mother and I argue about it. I'm very honest with her, and I tell her, you know, I need it for my pain, but she won't have it, and I won't give in either, so I want to meet somewhere in the middle with her.
She wants you to quit cold turkey and completely quit.
Right.
Is it because you're smoking in the house, Sandra? Because maybe she doesn't want you doing it in the house.
No, she just doesn't want me doing it, period.
Well, then I think if you want to meet her halfway, what are you willing to do?
Nothing.
Well, you got to be willing to do something. How about doing other kinds of things? Like, look at yoga, look at meditation. Show her that you're trying your best to, you know, supplement the times that you may not have that intense pain with other things that might support that less intense pain.
I see where you're going, doctor, and I do all of those things. I'm a great daughter.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you work?
I work. I go to school. I don't give her any hassles. I don't have any kids. I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, you know, also,
so I don't know what she's complaining about.
Well,
for God's
sakes. Some of it is her generation. It's just something that wasn't around then. The other thing is, you got to look at, maybe there's something else that marijuana is treating in you. And oftentimes, people that have a lot of behavior disorders or ADHD or attention stuff do really well on marijuana.
We self-medicate.
Right.
I say we because I have a recommendation too, but I have generalized anxiety disorder.
And sometimes you're medicating that. So, I mean, I would look at your whole full circle of what you're treating, because it may not just be your back pain, and that may be a better understanding, because that's maybe why you're able to go to school and hold your life together.
I hear you. I'm a very neurotic person, and that she's very aware of that.
Yeah.
And I also have anxiety, you know, disorder, just like many of us do. However, her argument is, I am killing my brain cells, and every day I'm a little bit more mentally handicapped or retarded.
On the day
how
before.
She says it.
Right.
Yes, and I'm like, you know what? You just need to relax, lady, and do your own research.
Well, have you taken her to your doc, maybe? He could explain it to her, or she?
Oh, you're kidding me? She would have a heart attack. I think the best thing to do is have her see you.
Oh.
Hey, Sandra, is there a kid in the background?
No.
It sounds like there's a kid. Sandra? Oh, maybe we weren't getting the whole truth there. All right, let's talk to Courtney and Fullerton on 97.1 Free FM with Dr. Sophie.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just had a question because I recently broke up with my children's father. I would want to say like 7 months ago. And my children keep asking me, like, when I go over there and when I'm taking care of them, like, where'd you go? How come you don't come home? And things like that. And it's really hard for me because, like, I'm their mother, but I don't know what to tell them. Like, so that they're not all, you know, saying, oh, mommy left kind of thing, you know?
How old are they?
3 and 4.
And you go over to your boyfriend?
Their
father.
No, their father. Yeah, my ex.
Okay, but you were never married to him?
No, we're not married.
Okay, but are you dating him now, or what are you doing?
No, I recently broke up with him.
Okay.
But you still go over there.
And he has full custody of them, yeah.
Oh, he has full custody. Oh. How did he win full custody? You a lunatic?
No, I'm not crazy, I swear. I left him, so I left our residence. So I moved out, but they can't live with me currently because I'm staying with one of my friends. Oh. I find like my own place.
Now, will you
it's just hard.
Are you going to get joint custody eventually?
As soon as I get my place, yeah.
Okay, I think you need to tell them the age, you know, age-appropriate truth is always the best thing. Like, you can explain to them that you're getting your own home, and pretty soon mommy's going to come over. You can let them help you pick it out or let them see the places you're thinking about. They need some participation in that process so they feel some control. But they've got to know the truth, and hopefully you and him can work for the benefit of those kids and not pit each other against those kids.
You know, you must have really hated this guy to leave him and the kids.
A little bit.
Okay.
Well, We had a situation where we had to move into his family's house, and his parents can't stand me, and I can't stand them kind of thing. So when I left, it was really frustrating because he had lost his job, so we couldn't afford our place. So when I left, I was just really frustrated, and I said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And I watched them during the day, and or at night while he works during the day, and vice versa.
Do you love him?
No, not anymore.
Do you like him?
Well, he's my children's father, you know. I guess I'll always, you know, love him, but I would never.
Baby, listen, you're too complicated. Go to Dr. Sophie's website.
DrSophie.com.
We don't have 5 hours here.
But yeah, I mean, you know, get on my website.
This is not
I'll
a simple answer. This
I'll
is a very complex situation here. Go to DrSophie.com, DrSophy.com, and Courtney, remind him that you talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he might be able to help you out.
Absolutely.
But, Jesus, we can't spend, you know, 9 years doing this. Michelle in Orange County, you're on 97.1. How are you? You there? Michelle? Oh, bad vibes. All right, how about Barbie in Los Angeles? You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Barbie.
Hello. My question to you is, my brother is 30 years old. He is in his second marriage. He has 2 strikes, and he has an anger problem, and he's just a control freak. He has a behavioral disorder.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to see him go into prison for life, and I'd like to know what kind of help is out there for him? I mean, besides prison and just, you know, going through the judicial system.
That's a good
question,
though. A guy is really effed up. Is there any help out there?
And there's no drugs or alcohol in his picture here?
You know, according to him, he's so manipulative that he did say he had a drug problem, but nobody believes that he has a drug problem. He will say,
I wish I could get away with that.
Yeah, really. We know
hey,
you.
Hey, Dad, I'm on coke. No, you're not. You're great. Do that radio show every night. Get out there and win. So what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, he's 30. You can't force anything on him, but I know you love him and you're trying to, you know, help him so that he doesn't hit a wall. If you can really make sure there's no drugs or alcohol or get him evaluated, then there are ways to see where this anger is originating. I mean, do you have a family history of, you know, mood disorders or anger management issues or?
Yes, my father.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's either alcoholic behavior or it's anger management issues that really can be very much helped with medication and good therapy. So I mean, hook him up to my website. Maybe if he feels safe enough to talk to me, we can get him going.
I know, but I heard you're very expensive, and I don't know. He doesn't have insurance.
The website's free.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there's other ways around that. I mean, you know, bang out a credit card and...
I like how your reputation precedes you. You're very expensive.
Yeah, but, you know, talk about helping people.
I think it's my fault. But that's my fault, because I always BS everybody. But, listen, you got to practice in Beverly Hills. You know, you got to charge a couple of bucks to get that rent paid every month.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's worth it.
And there are some guys that are cheaper, and those are for people who don't have as much money. I mean, that's the way society works, right? You know, if you...
Cheaper doesn't necessarily mean better.
If you're making 12 grand a year, you're not driving a Mercedes. It's the law of the land. You know? What can you do? All right, Dr. Sophie, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Sophie, S-O-P-H-Y, drsophy.com. And go to the website. There's a lot of information there on the website. And he might be able to help you out and become a regular on the show. Thanks for coming
by. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Doc. Sammy.
Thanks for Brown. To Brown and the baked goods. You always come by with this lovely woman here. This is the best. Brown Kogan, man. Look at that. And she hates when we mention her on the air. It's like, oh, please.
Finally, you mentioned my name.
I love a chick named Brown. Come on.
All right. Yeah, all right. We got to take a break. All right. Sam Phillips is with us. And see Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.